Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show. This is the DL Link show on 101.9 Chai FM. I am Nikki Seberini, delighted to be with you. This is the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And really a very interesting show it's going to be. We're going to be talking about cervical cancer and the importance of the HPV vaccine. Perhaps you have a daughter, or perhaps you listening right now are considering whether you should be having the HPV vaccine. What is it? Why is it? We're going to be unpacking all of that with Dr. Nono Ledwaba Mweli, who is the medical director of Universal Care at Universal Healthcare Group. And then we're going to be talking about nuclear medicine and medical imaging and in the oncology space. And I think it's going to be absolutely fascinating just finding out more from Professor James Warwick all about nuclear medicine and the role that it's going to be playing, certainly at the moment, but absolutely in the future. So really an interesting show for you. But before we start with our first guest, I just wanted to remind you that if you one of the runners or the riders, or if you both, or if you one of the incredible DL Link supporters, just to let you know that something big is coming, because for the first time we are heading to Cape Town, the Cape Town Marathon. And it really is going to be one of the majors. It's a new city and a new race, with all of that, the same powerful purpose. So if you're going to be pounding the pavement with us, if you've never done it before, if you're going to be doing it again, then this is definitely your moment. So join Team DL Link. Help us make it loud and huge and proud, and always deeply more meaningful. So Ride Joburg this year is on October the 26th, so save that date. So it's going to be really one mission in two cities, both of them on Sundays. So let's run, let's ride, let's make it count. You want to find out more, email events@dllink.co.za, events@dllink.co.za. I'm welcoming our first guest on the show today, Dr. Nono Letwaba Mweli, the medical director of Universal Care. Dr. Nono, welcome. So lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you, Nikki. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I think it's really such an important topic. I know that you've just recently had an incredible initiative, but let's first start unpacking cervical cancer, looking specifically in South Africa, Dr. Nono. Is it, what are the numbers like? Is this a concern in South Africa?
Great question, Nikki. Thanks for that. So currently in South Africa, we have over 22 million women who are aged between 15 and older, who could be at risk. So since, I think, 2014, there's been a national HPV vaccine program for young girls, but the coverage wasn't where we wanted it to be. So initially, about 68% of eligible girls received both the doses, but the numbers have dropped drastically more recently. So there's still a big chunk of women who haven't been vaccinated yet.
Wow, that's okay. So there's so much to unpack there. As you've said, 22 million women in South Africa over the age of 15. And I know that there is the right time to go for the HPV. So I know that We really are focusing on younger women, changing the perception around this HPV vaccine, the virus. And that's why it's really an important topic. So for people who don't know, Dr. Nono, maybe we should just unpack this very simply. What is the HPV virus and what part does it play in cervical cancer?
Thanks for the question, Nikki.
Dr. Nono, are you there?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, sorry, you went quiet for a moment. We can hear you.
Sorry, I was talking. Sorry, apologies for that. So the HP vaccine, it's one of the most effective ways to prevent cervical cancer, which impacts thousands of South African women each year. So vaccinating early, before exposure to the virus, it gives the strongest protection. But it's not just about the individual health. You know, when you have more people who are vaccinated, you have communities that are healthier, you have a healthcare system that's less burdened, and then lives are saved. So keeping up the vaccination efforts is key to making cervical cancer a thing of the past. So currently at Universal, we don't just we actively managing and teaching and educating about wellness programs and how women can understand their options and take charge of their health.
Why do you think it is, you said that the numbers are dropping of young girls, because there's a, when you look at the HPV vaccine, you're looking at young girls who should be going for the vaccine prior to having sexual intercourse. Am I correct?
Correct.
Do you think that the fact that you have to be so specific about when you're having this vaccine, that that is having a negative impact? Because perhaps it's getting mothers and fathers to have the conversation about the fact that their daughter may, and I know that it's not just for girls, it's for young boys as well to consider having the vaccine. Because it's the, you know, there's a conversation around a young girl's sexuality. Do you think that that is a reason why the numbers are dropping less? You're finding that less young girls are having the vaccine?
So it's there's a lot of issues that we've sort of identified in South Africa. So some of the barriers, it's the clinics could be overwhelmed or understaffed. And there's also misinformation and stigma, you know, doing the rounds about the vaccines. So you'll find that some parents, you know, both moms and dads, are concerned about the vaccine safety, despite the science being clear on the benefits of vaccines and the effectiveness of the vaccines. And additionally, in South Africa, if your girls miss school, or if there's insufficient information or communication available, then they miss out on the vaccine drives.
Hmm. And Dr. Nono, what are the dangers, if any, of the HPV vaccine?
Hello?
Hi, Dr. Nono. Sorry, did you hear?
Apologies, I didn't hear the question.
Sorry about that. I was just asking, you were saying that some think that there's some kind of danger or perhaps side effects, or are there any? You've said the science is saying it's really doing an incredible job, but are there any side effects or dangers associated with the HPV vaccine?
So there's more benefits than side effects of getting the HPV vaccines.
Yes.
Okay. So there's more benefits. I mean, it causes, besides your cervical cancer, you know, we know things like the HPV can cause genital warts and precancerous lesions. And for women living with HIV who are vulnerable to these lesions or to cervical cancers, the vaccine helps a lot.
I see. Dr. Nono, when it comes to that, are you, and I remember a few years ago, I actually spoke to someone about the HPV virus, and They had notified me that in Australia, they had also introduced it, and that over the years they've seen a huge reduction in cervical cancer. And so it really is working. And you're saying that in 2014, it was this national program that was rolled out. Do you know, I mean, what kind of positive impact it has had? Do you have any of those figures available?
I have some figures, Nikki. Thanks for that. So initially, the government initiated a government-based program in 2014, and there was huge uptake on that. Approximately 87%
Wow.
who received the first dose earlier on. But over time, the coverage dropped to about 70% for the first dose and about and only 43% of the second dose by 2019. So more recently, since 2024, the Department of Health, they switched to a single dose vaccine for younger girls in grade 5, which might help boost the numbers again. However,
Oh.
on the
Okay,
private
sorry,
side,
carry on.
sorry. So on the private side, members of universal healthcare, for example, the universal healthcare administered medical schemes have also been accessing the vaccine, and we've seen the numbers, and nearly 750,000 claims have been received since 2022. But we are still far from hitting the WHO target of 90% coverage. So there's still a lot of work to be done.
So you talk about a single dose. It must have then been a double dose before. So there must be a, I mean, you know, if someone just has to go for the one vaccine, I suppose that is a great improvement. Yeah, I guess
Correct.
it's so much
Correct.
easier, right? So let's, Dr. Nono, let's just break up the difference between what's available in the private sector and what's available in the public sector. So at the moment, young girls, what is the availability like in the public sector in terms of costs? You talk about rolling it out in schools. Do you know how what that is and what the cost is within the public sector?
I'm not too sure of the cost in public sector. And for medical schemes, the cost, I mean, there is a single exit price, but then there'll be other things to consider. For example, the healthcare professionals would be offering the vaccines. But the government does offer free HPV vaccines through the schools. And that vaccine is called the Cervarix. It protects against the most dangerous HPV types. And it's part of their school health programs in public schools. So it would be essential to consult the Department of Health for the latest information.
I see. And in the private sector, let's talk about that. So people who are on a medical aid, you spoke about it, universal healthcare, how many people, the uptake of that. What is the cost? I mean, is it an expensive vaccine?
I don't have the cost right here with me, Nikki, but it's so most medical aids do cover vaccinations. So people would just have to go to their respective medical aids and see what the cost is, because it would differ depending on the rates they have with healthcare providers, though the cost of the actual vaccine would be the same for all medical aids, but there'll be other costs associated with the administration of the vaccine.
I see, Dr. Nono. I think it's very important. And I think that, you know, for mothers and fathers listening, for young girls, as we said, the whole point is to really educate the public on the efficacy, even though there are a lot of questions around it. So I know that you had an initiative. Was it on the 13th or the 14th of August?
Yes, there was an initiative that took place at the technical, the University of Tshwane, but there is one that will be taking place again at Sefako Makgatho Health University on Monday, the 22nd of September. It will run from 9:30 to 3:30 p.m.
And what is it?
It's just an awareness campaign. For the students at the university.
I see. And Dr. Nono, is there anything perhaps that we haven't covered that you'd like to share with the audience before we say goodbye?
Yes, Nikki, thank you. So I think we just want to encourage members of the public not to hesitate to talk to their healthcare providers about the HPV vaccines. You know, whether it's through public clinics or medical scheme, it's just a smart move to protect one's future health. And if you're a parent listening, please make sure that your daughters get vaccinated or your sons, and they get the vaccines. Prevention is a gift.
Absolutely, for sure it is. Dr. Nono, thank you very much for joining us today. It's been great having you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Nikki. It's been
Thank
great chatting
you.
to you. Thank
Thank
you.
you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dr. Nono Ledwaba Mhlwele, Medical Director of Universal Care, and really talking about the HPV vaccine. I'm looking at numbers here. There are many strains that you have of the HPV virus. We've discussed that before. And here in South Africa, there are about 10,700 new cases and over 5,800 deaths annually when it comes to cervical cancer. And the HPV virus, the different strains, this vaccine has been known to be highly effective in preventing cervical cancers. So just an interesting conversation, and certainly something to consider if you do have a young daughter and you have a young son. I know we have discussed it with Dr. Trudy Smith, a gynecologist. She also spoke about some people having the vaccine later on in life. So perhaps if you're interested or you have been concerned, perhaps this is the time to ask the questions, speak to your doctor, and see if it would be relevant for you or not. We're going to take an ad break, we're going to take a song break, and then we're going to enter the wonderful world of nuclear medicine.